Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, and we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get Mortgage. We're trying to connect with the new head men's basketball coach at Grand Canyon University, the Antelopes. Bryce Drew is scheduled to join us coming up, hopefully, in a few minutes, and we'll relive his big shot from 1998 when Valpo stunned Ole Miss in March Madness. Let me get to this, though, as we wait for Coach Drew, and hopefully we can get him on before we say goodbye at the top of the hour when JR comes your way on many of the same CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 206, and the radio.com application. And you can hit us up as always, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, and also at Zach Gelb. Oh, one more thing before I get to this point on LeBron James. We did have our final tabulations, and I didn't check them. This is crazy. We had the final results come in on the poll question yesterday on if you had to quarantine with one show on CBS Sports Radio, who would it be? Let me see. I found them right here. Oh, wow, it was close. So the poll question yesterday, we don't have a poll question today. Between these four CBS Sports Radio shows, remember, I only got four options, which show would you most like to quarantine yourself with during the coronavirus pandemic? The four shows, the DA Show with Damon Amendola and Sean Mraz, the Pat McAfee Show. It's the Pat McAfee Show. The Jim Rome Show. Clones. Or Tiki and Tierney, who made some big news today, getting Bruce Arians on the show. And I also found out, and this is a story that was told, and I guess it's not a new story, but it's new to me. And Tiki and Tierney, obviously with Brandon Tierney and Tiki Barber. Well, Tiki Barber growing up, one of his babysitters as a kid was Bruce Arians. So how about that? So the final calculations are as followed. 11.2% of listening audience want Tiki and Tierney as the show they want to quarantine themselves with. That was my answer, by the way, along with Mikey B's answer and also Tom DiBenedetto's answers too. 21.1% want to quarantine themselves with the Jim Rome Show. 32.9% say the Damon Amendola Show, and then 34.8% say the Pat McAfee Show. I'll get to my point on LeBron James in just a moment, but now joining us on the program is the new head men's basketball coach at Grand Canyon University. You always remember him as well as his time for the coach of the Vanderbilt program and also Valpo as well, and also that huge shot that he hit in the 1998 NCAA tournament, and that's Coach Bryce Drew here with us on the show. Coach, how are you and the family hanging up? Thanks for a few minutes. How are you?
I'm doing as well as you can do under the circumstances that we're all dealing with right now. Obviously it's been great being with family, but man, Hank, ready like everybody to get this over with, get back to our normal lives.
No doubt about it, and we're all making adjustments, and I felt for your brother. There's bigger issues in the world, but that Baylor team, you know, I have a good respect for that program and what they've been able to do as of late. And, man, I really feel for those kids and your brother because they had a good team this year.
God willing, 20 years from now, we'll be sitting at the table talking, and we'll probably talk about that team. Probably his best team to date, a one seed in the South. I mean, everything was laid out as good as it could be, for them to get to the Final Four. But, what an awesome year. You know, they were number one for five straight weeks. Like, it's the longest amount since 2016 for a team. So he just had a banner year.
And it was also neat for the university, where you had the football team with Matt Rhule now getting a job with Carolina, and he had that team doing really awesome things this year, and then the basketball team too. It was nice symmetry that they had this year with the basketball and football team in Waco, Texas.
No question. I don't know what's going on down there, but when I go down, I'm going to fill up the water coolers and everything, and whatever they're drinking, we're bringing it back to Grand Canyon, because it's working whatever they're doing down there right now in all sports.
And also, let's not forget about the women's basketball team, because Kim Mulkey's an absolute legend.
Legend, you know, won national championships. They were actually, you know, number one in the country also this year. You know, I think as you go back and you look, you know, if we go years ahead, I don't know if Baylor will ever have an all-around sports year like they had this year. And even another university, again, with the success. I mean, the football team almost made the playoffs. Men's and women's basketball, number one for part of the year. Pretty amazing.
Bryce Drew here with us, the new head men's basketball coach at Grand Canyon University. Let me go back to March Madness, and let me go back to your time as a student athlete. How do you recap playing for your dad?
It was a very unique experience from the standpoint that, you know, it was our hometown, kind of where I grew up, went to high school. And, you know, years before, I kind of had a vision of what it could look like. So Tony Bennett played for his dad, Dick Bennett, in college. And we all know Tony, you know, one of the best coaches, if not the best coach in the country at Virginia, and what he's done there. And so he actually came to our house when he was a junior in college with Dick Bennett on the day that they were playing my dad's team. And I remember Tony and his dad just shared what it was like, that relationship and playing for his dad and different things. And so I really saw, you know, I saw the success that they had and how much they really enjoyed, you know, that Dick enjoyed coaching Tony. Tony enjoyed playing for his dad. And so that had a lasting impression that, hey, this could work and, you know, it could be fun and successful. And, you know, looking back, we won four straight conference regular season championships and four straight tournament championships. And so it was a pretty amazing run, you know, that I had during that first year stretch with my dad.
Yesterday we had Ron Hunter on the show, and everyone remembers RJ Hunter hitting that shot and Ron Hunter with his torn Achilles flying off the stool. And when we were talking about it, and Coach always has a great exuberance to him, I was actually surprised because he said it was so tough on the family when he was coaching his son, and he actually said that if he had to do it all over again, he wouldn't. Was it at all tough at times playing for your dad because he tries to treat you as one of his own, and maybe he's even tougher on you, but at the end of the day, there's that relationship where he's still your dad.
You know, he's my dad. I think that it was toughest. I'm sure Ron, maybe if you'd have probed him a little more, would have said the same thing. Really hard on my mom.
Yeah, he said the same
thing. Really hard. Yeah, because you're caught. It's like, for my mom, it's like, it's my husband. I got to support him. But yeah, hey, this is my baby. Like, like my husband can't be treating him that way and things like that. So I think they actually, you know, had it worse. I was blessed to have some really good teammates, and we won a lot. And I think when you win a lot, it obviously helps with that relationship. And even though there were the struggles with Ron, you know, he's going to remember that moment with his son making that shot against my brother. I mean, that was Baylor. They beat that game.
That's right.
Yeah, but he's going to remember that shot. And they're going to sit around Christmases and talk about that, you know, for the rest of their life.
Talking to Bryce Drew right now, Coach Bryce Drew on CBS Sports Radio. So take me back, 1998, we were playing the call the other day. You're going up against Ole Miss, and you hit that game-winning shot. How do you recall it?
Well, we had six seniors on the team, and I was the GOAT because I had just missed a wide-open three-pointer with 4 seconds left. And we filed the SEC Player of the Year, and he goes down and he misses the first free throw. He misses the second free throw. The ball gets knocked out of bounds, and we had a certain game-ending situation play called. When the ball got knocked out of bounds, we were out of timeouts, and so two of our seniors kind of audibled a new play because there was less time on the clock in a different spot with the ball. And so we ran a different play, which was called Pacer, and it was pretty amazing. You know, we had three seniors involved in the play. We had a pro baseball player make the inbounds pass as a senior. We had a senior who had scholarship offers to – like Pac-12 schools for volleyball, he had a 40-inch vertical. He caught the pass, and then he threw it to me, a senior. And so I think experience played a big role, knowing what to do and being able to execute late in that game.
What did your dad say to you after that game in particular?
You know, I can't really vividly remember because it was such an emotional, you know, rush, you know, right after the game. But I think when he came over, he just gave me a hug and said he loved me. But I think those are the words. But again, and I think he maybe said he said that to me. But it was such a blur because everything happened so quick in those moments.
You must have been on cloud nine. Obviously, it's what every kid dreams about. And you go on in that run, you end up beating Florida State, and then you lose to Rhode Island. After you had a week following that Rhode Island loss to really have it sink in what accomplished, you know, did it take that long to sink in and settle in what your team accomplished, or not so much? You knew it in the moment.
You know, no, it took longer than a week. You know, it took a while because as you go back, we were one of the first mid-majors to kind of like get to the Sweet 16 and just get the media attention that we got. I believe Gonzaga followed it up and they went in 99. And so, you know, at the moment we were just so busy. I mean, when we came back to campus after those two wins, like honestly, our bus couldn't even pull up close to our gym because people were just filled in the streets, not letting our bus even get up to the gym. And at the time we had over 100 different media outlets, like were there when we got back. They're like on the top of the roof shooting down at it. I mean, it was a very wild scene that you'd never see nowadays. And so things went so quick, and so it took a while to soak in. We thought it would just be a couple games, but to come back, you know, this many years later, and now people still talk about it, you know, makes those moments even more special.
You have so many moments at Valpo with what the school means to your dad, what it meant to you, and what it meant to your family. You got to play, you got to coach there. How did it differentiate playing and then coaching at Valpo?
Boy, it's a lot more stressful coaching, I'll tell you that. playing, you can go out and, you know.
Blame it on someone else.
Yeah, you blame it on someone else. You can get back in the gym at night, work on your game, get it ready for the next one. And when you're coaching, you know, it's definitely a lot more lonely on those losses. And, you know, it's a lot of, you know, film. And the hard thing is my first couple years as a coach, it's like I can't get out there and do it for them. You know, once a game starts, like, we are who we are. And so it really helped me, you know, that practices became my games, especially as assistant coach. And really, this is where I get the guys better and get guys prepared. And so besides the stress, I would say just the control level, you know, you have to empower your players and player development, get them better and unify them that they can go out there and then hopefully play their best when the lights are on.
When you look at your memories, as we're talking to Coach Bryce Drew, is the 98 shot the best memory, or is there something that you had in coaching that goes above the 98 shot?
You know, it would be the top in basketball would be that moment, just because there was so much that went into it, you know, growing up, you know, in a family of basketball and being in NCAA tournaments and having my brother was on that bench. My dad was the coach. I had my friends on the team that we had six seniors. And so there was just a lot involved, not just with myself, but school, the community was all behind us. So there was so much, you know, into that. I would say, you know, as a coach, you know, I've had some great players, been able to take two different programs to NCAA tournaments. And when you know you're going to the tournament, it's such a great feeling. And obviously going to Grand Canyon, that's the goal is, you know, we want to be able to get to the tournament. I'd love for Grand Canyon to be the third, you know, different program that I take to the NCAA tournament, because the joy that you see in those young men and the sense of accomplishment, you know, it kind of makes all those years of AAU and high school and junior high, you know, everything kind of comes to a T right there. And you're so thankful for all the time that you spent in the gym to be able to get to that moment.
When you became the head coach of Valpo, I don't know if you thought about it this way, Bryce Drew, but you're continuing on your dad's legacy in some aspect. Was that stressful? You know, did you feel that pressure?
You know, I never did. I had people brought it up to me, and it's probably part of being young and naive. You know, you don't think about that stuff as much, because if I would have thought about it more, I probably would have been a little bit more intimidated. But I was really just solely focused on, you know, keeping the level of success that program had had through the years. And we had moved up to the Horizon League, which at the time Butler was dominating. Butler had just, you know, gone to two Final Fours the year before that I became the head coach. So they were kind of the giant that we wanted to beat. And, you know, we really worked hard and you know, we were able to dethrone them, you know, thankfully that next year. And then they went to the A-10, which was probably a good thing because they'd have been very furious and come back that next year with the fury.
Coach Bryce Drew here with us for a few more minutes on CBS Sports Radio. So the new gig at Grand Canyon University, how'd it come about, Coach?
Very quickly. You know, over the weekend, I got my wife and I got to go down and see the campus, and you know, we fell in love with it. We had seen stuff online, you know, on the way down and different things, but it has been a whirlwind. You know, a lot of times, you know, a job will open and then, you know, you get a call after that and they say, hey, we're going to interview people in a week. And then you go down and there's a little time after that. But this was like basically phone call, plane, you know, see campus and loved it and decided to go. So when I got back, you know, to home, it was just like, and then everything going on around the world. And I've pretty much been locked in my office for the last week. I literally have not driven my car in like a week. I just been in my office, you know, making calls and working on everything there.
Obviously, you think it's the right fit, but was it difficult to make that decision with maybe not getting the full experience how it's been in other years interviewing for a job just because of what's going on in the world right now and all the personal stuff you have to deal with too?
You know, I had a great opportunity to work with ESPN. I'm extremely grateful to them. You know, they hired me. I got to do mostly games and then some studio work, and it really helped me just see the game in a different light and really respect media even more. Like, I think all coaches should have to go on the media side for like a month because it will change how they coach and how they look at things, you know, moving forward. So it was great for me. And through the year, you know, I kind of had a list of criteria. You know, if a job did open, and there weren't a lot of jobs that I was going to entertain, but I had a list of kind of criteria that I wanted. And I remember I got that list, and I would read it every so often. And it was amazing when I went back and I made this list like months ago of things that I wanted. You know, Grand Canyon checked a lot of those boxes. And so it was something my wife and I, you know, that if they offered it, like, we couldn't turn it down. We were so excited to go be part of what they're doing there.
Your culture, your team. What could we expect out of a team coach by Bryce Drew at Grand Canyon?
You know, I think the first thing I really want to do is Grand Canyon is such it's a vibrant community. It's growing. You know, it's very faith-based and Christian values. And so we want a program, again, that's going to be a reflection of the school and of their mission. And so as we recruit and, you know, as we continue to build, you know, what Dan Marley has started there, you know, we really want our program to reflect, you know, the mission and the vision, you know, that Grand Canyon University has.
And then last one for you, Coach. As we're wrapping up with Bryce Drew on CBS Sports Radio, you touched on it a little bit, how the media side gave you a little bit of a different view. But how else are you different from your time as a head coach at Valpo and then also Vanderbilt?
Yeah, you know, you obviously learn a lot. I think every year as a head coach, you know, whether we won a championship or whether we got no postseason, you know, you sit down and as you go into your summer workouts, you're like, man, yeah, I'm going to do this a little bit different. And you get to your fall workouts and you're like, oh yeah, I learned this from the previous year. You know, we're going to tweak this a little bit. And you know, it evolves as it goes, as you try to get better. And I think, you know, the experiences I had at Valpo, you know, were sensational. And even though Vanderbilt didn't go out how I wanted to at the end, I had a lot of really good experiences there and things that went really well, making one NCAA tournament in 3 years, recruiting the best class they've ever had there. And you learn throughout those things, you know, some good and some bad. And so I want to take the good stuff that I learned and bottle it up, and I want to take the bad stuff and throw it out and never see it again. So that's kind of where I'm at, and really excited to go to Grand Canyon.
Well, good luck, good health to you and your family during these crazy times, and we can't wait to see basketball back going, back at it. You know, you got any games scheduled maybe down the road up against your brother?
I don't think that's going to happen, man. You know how stressful these jobs are and those games, how competitive. So,
have you ever coached against your brother?
You know, we actually did the private scrimmages. So
gotcha.
We did that for 3 straight years. We did the private scrimmages back and forth. So
what are those
maybe
like?
We can get that going again. I mean, we would never give the score. It was kind of the golden rule. We'd get to the team and be like, hey, it's a tie. And so we tied 3 straight years.
Well, Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
No problem. There's Coach Bryce Drew now at Grand Canyon University. Also, let me remind you that CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is sponsored by GEICO. Whether you own or rent, GEICO makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. Also, we know you want to see college basketball this time. You just heard about some old college basketball memories. So tune in to CBS and CBS Sports Network all week long for NCAA Tournament Rewind and relive some of the best moments from March Madness. LeBron James has a message. We'll tell you what it is next. Zach Gelb Show, 22 past the hour, right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show. The Zach Gelb Show is on the air across the nation on CBS Sports Radio. Here's Zach Gelb.
All right, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. LeBron James, he was on the Uninterrupted Road Trippin' podcast with former Cavs teammates Richard Jefferson and Channing Frye. I'm reading this via LarryBrownSports.com. And here are two things that LeBron James said. One thing you can't just do is go straight to the playoffs because it discredits the 60-plus games that guys had fighting for that position. It's not ideal, LeBron. I get that, but you could go straight to the playoffs. You could. And if we get to a point that we're still going through this in June, and then let's say June 7th, June 8th, we get word that we could go back to life being normal and the NBA wants to restart their season, you're not going to finish out the NBA regular season. Or, and maybe you play, what, 3-4 games? But it's probably tough to even do that. So let's just look at Milwaukee, for example. They played 65 games this year. So what are you going to have? Milwaukee played 2-3 games and all the traveling? It's going to be a mess. And how do you figure out who plays who and all that as well? So if the NBA is going to return, because let's be realistic here, we're not going to get back to life being normal in April. And probably it's not going to be May either. So let's just take a glance. And since I use Milwaukee, well, let's pull up the Bucks schedule. When was the last Bucks regular season game supposed to be? If we could try to find that out real quickly. The last Bucks regular season game, when I pull up their regular season schedule, it was supposed to be on April 15th. So is it likely that by April 15th, we're going to be back to being normal? Figuring that it's March 26th right now, I would say no. So do we even get back to a normal life in May? Probably not. I hope we do. But probably not, if we're just being honest here. So maybe, just maybe, we get back to a normal life in June. If you're the NBA and you still want to get next season started on time or as close to next season started on time as possible and give your players a full season, you're going to have to go right to the playoffs. So if the playoffs started, let's say today in the NBA, you know, whenever it does resume, here would be your 8 seeds. Here would be your matchups. The Bucks would be playing the Magic. The Raptors would be playing the Nets. The Celtics would be playing the Sixers. And the Heat would be playing the Pacers. That's in the East. In the West, Lakers, Grizzlies, Clippers, Mavericks, Nuggets, Rockets, Jazz, Thunder. Here's my idea. Since you're going to have some type of formula be played out, and it's probably going to be eliminating the rest of the regular season. Maybe, and I know Mikey B throws this idea around all the time, and I'm not a fan of this, but maybe this is the one time we'll let Mikey B get his way. Maybe because you're eliminating the rest of the regular season, and I wouldn't be I would not be proposing this. You know, I would not be a fan of this. But maybe the NBA, to try to salvage a regular season in some way, does a best of three from seeds, you know, seed 8 playing 11, 9 playing 10. Hey, but you know what? That's even ridiculous. And here's why it's ridiculous, too. Because then you have to not only have those playing, but then whoever wins, let's say the Grizzlies beat the Kings and the Blazers beat the Pelicans. Then you have the Blazers play the Grizzlies. See, you can't do that. You got to go right to the postseason. That's what you got to do. You got to go right to the postseason. So here's what I'm going to actually propose. The first two rounds, you do a best of three. Just for this year only. You do a best of three, so that Lakers-Grizzlies matchup, that Clippers-Mavericks matchup, that Nuggets-Rockets matchup, and that Jazz-Thunder matchup in the West, and in the East, Bucks and Magic, Raptors and Nets, Celtics and Sixers, Heat and Pacers. You do a best of three for the first round, and unfortunately, sorry if you're not the better seed, it's all home games. Because you got to make up that time as quick as possible. And you do that for the first two rounds. And then in your Eastern Conference Final, your Western Conference Final, and the NBA Finals, you go back to your traditional best of seven series, games one and two at the better seed site, games three and four at the worst seed site, and then you alternate five, six, and seven. That's what you do. And maybe you want to go back to the way that the NBA Finals used to work, just to limit the traveling, because there's going to be some skepticism and all that, and who knows if fans are even going to be allowed in. You know, maybe for this year only, you go back to, for the Western Conference, Eastern Conference Finals, NBA Finals, you go back to that formula of first two games at home, then games, if you're the better seed, 3, 4, 5 on the road, and then 6 and 7 back at home. Maybe that's what you do. Just to try to limit the travel a little bit. So that's my idea. And I know LeBron doesn't want to go right to the postseason, but you're going to have to, or else you're just going to have to cancel out the season. Unless if you're fine with shortening next season and having this run through the summer, and then the next thing you know, you start next season a little bit later. And that is a possibility as well. Can you imagine, though, if there's no NBA champion this year? And I think that's a possibility. Maybe not. We don't know when we're going to be able to start this thing up. So if you look at it each conference, the biggest storyline in the East, if there was no NBA champion, would be the Bucks. Because we saw that team a year ago be the one seed, not get to the final. This year, one seed again, the best record in the league. They've been the biggest story in the East because it's been expected that the Bucks are going to get to the championship. The Raptors have been a phenomenal story this year. Have been a phenomenal story. I don't think they're getting to a championship, though, once again this year. And how they replaced Kawhi Leonard, the two seed, it's bonkers. Celtics, very good story. I don't think they're getting to a finals this year. Heat, good story. I don't think they're getting the finals. Pacers, been a good story. Missing Oladipo for most of the way. They're not getting to the finals. And the Sixers have been very disappointing. So if the playoffs don't happen, if you're a fan on one of those eight teams that would get in, the Milwaukee fan would have the most right to be upset. And then in the West, it's a two-team race, right? Rockets, not a believer. Thunder, not a believer. Jazz, not a believer. Nuggets, not a believer to get to the finals. It's a Lakers-Clippers show. And we all know what the biggest story would be. Heck, if you combine both conferences, the biggest story in the NBA, if there's no finals, is you'll have people saying, man, LeBron had a great chance. And they didn't. And obviously, what happened in the world right now with the coronavirus pandemic and COVID-19, that could have cost LeBron James a championship. Because remember, right before this happened, Lakers had been trending up the entire direction, but they were taking that next step. They were taking that next step with the way that they beat the Clippers, and they also beat the Bucks as of late on that one weekend. I hope we get the playoffs, but I don't think the rest of the regular season is going to play out. And you know what? I've been saying this from the start, and I don't want to be right here. I hope I'm dead wrong. I'll be a little bit surprised at this point if we do get an NBA postseason. LeBron also said on this podcast, a little bit of a lengthier quote, because there's that conception that, oh, the rest actually benefits him. He disagreed. He said, when you've been building 6 months of conditioning and preparation, and then it's gone, the narrative that I don't like now guys get so much rest, or like LeBron, he's 35, he's going to get so many minutes on his body. Now he's gets so much rest. LeBron added, it's actually the opposite for me because my body, when we stopped playing, was asking me, what the heck are you doing? My body was like, hey, man, what the hell is going on? It's March 13th. You're getting ready for the playoffs. Why are you shutting down right now? And I was right there turning the corner. Like I felt like I was rounding third base, getting ready for the postseason. So the rest factor, I think it's a little overblown, especially when you're in the full swing of things. I agree with him on that. Because that's another element in here, too, for all sports that took a break. You got to get back into conditioning. You got to get back into game shape. And are you going to get some injuries because maybe guys aren't in their best shape because they're not allowed to work out like they once did? And their body's telling them, oh, you shut it down, now the season's over, and the season may maybe not be over. So for the NHL, for the NBA, and even for baseball, you started to warm up that arm, get it in a good spot, it's close to the start of the season, then boom. And you may still do some throwing, but you got to shut it down for a little bit. You're not doing the cycle that you were once on because you're not with your team. So how sports returns. Yeah, when we get the clear go-ahead, we want sports back. When we get that green light, we want sports back. You also got to think about the athlete, too. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we will ring the closing bell. We'll give you the positive stories and the negative stories in the world of sports.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Hey, this is Howie.
And this is Nick
from the Backstreet Boys. And you're listening to the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And guess what?
Zach is back. All right.
He's live. He's nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
It is the Zach Gelb Show right here, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio, wrapping things up on a Thursday. Coming up tomorrow, by the way, DeMario Davis from the New Orleans Saints is going to join us. Also, we'll be joined by the current head coach of the Detroit Pistons in Dwayne Casey. And I was told that Dwayne Casey only has 15 minutes for us. And the reason why he only has 15 minutes for us is because right after our interview that we're going to be doing with him, he has to start movie night with the family, as that's what they're doing as they're practicing social distancing and quarantining themselves. So we will chat with Dwayne Casey tomorrow, and we'll get a little info on what movie they will be watching coming up tomorrow night. Or is that just an excuse to try to say, hey, Zach, we don't want to keep Coach on for any more than 15 minutes? We'll have to wait and see and find out. I'll be very curious what movie they are watching. All right, let's get to the closing bell. Matt Essig back in our New York City studios running the board. Please ring that New York City Stock Exchange bell.
Another day is in the books, and we're taking stock of the sports world. It's time to find out who's up and who's down. Let's end the day right and hit the closing bell. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Let's do it. All right, we start off with Drew Brees. He announced today him and his wife are committing $5 million to the state of Louisiana in 2020. Drew Brees said the priority now is helping our communities get through this tough time. A lot of times you look at athletes when they make donations, and some people, like some twisted people, go, oh, well, they have so much money, they should be donating. This guy is donating $5 million. I don't care how much you're worth. That's a heck of a job by Drew Brees. And you know what? A lot of times we yell at athletes, oh, they're greedy, oh, they should have taken less, blah, blah, blah. This is a guy that always does the right thing over and over and over again. A heck of a job and a big fat stock up to Drew Brees and his wife for donating $5 million to the state of Louisiana. Also a stock up to Roger Goodell. If you listen to this show, you know I'm not a big fan of Roger Goodell. But Roger Goodell heard his NFL general managers unanimously. Help me out here, Essig. Can you say the word?
Unanimously.
Thank you. Unanimously. Sometimes you get the tongue twisted.
and I smell that veal parmesan that's cooking upstairs, and I'm getting hungry, and my brain's on that veal parmesan. It's not about how I say unanimously. There we go. Kind of said it right. So, Roger Goodell, my good friend, my dear friend, Roger Goodell, he heard his NFL general managers unanimously say, yeah, we want this draft to be pushed back. And Roger Goodell said, too bad. The show's going on. We're doing the draft. We need to give people a distraction. And he also said, if you disagree with it, well, you publicly disagreeing with it, even though I always like a public fight and some contentious relationship with the commissioner and other people. But if you disagree with it and you say so publicly, well, you're going to be subject to league discipline. Usually, I don't support that because I love freedom of speech and I love when we get honesty. But in this case, Roger Goodell's actually right. Shut up, do your job, and we need to give people a distraction, and we want to make happy memories for kids that are coming out of college in a very difficult time, and also for NFL fans. It's good for the league to continue the draft in a month. So, Roger Goodell, don't get used to this, but I'm giving you a stock up. A stock up to Bruce Arians. He was very honest with Tiki and Tierney. You could tell he did not want Antonio Brown, said it's not happening, and he's just not a fit. It's refreshing to hear that honesty. Stock up, BA. Also, a stock up goes to Peyton Manning. Good old number 18. He went online today. There was a class being taught at the University of Tennessee. Online, of course, because of the coronavirus pandemic. And you had about 50 students or whatever it is listening to a professor. And I guess this was a former professor of the sheriff, number 18, and Peyton Manning. And he surprised the class. He did this whole cheesy bit. Oh, I guess I was late for the class. And the professor said, oh, you know, if I was still your professor, I'd be having you run up and down the steps at the stadium. It's a very nice surprise when people are looking to smile right now. So a stock up to number 18, Peyton Manning. Can you imagine that? Also, these classes online, how many times was I in class when it was in person and I was texting or I was on my computer? Now you're sitting at home. How much attention are people paying to right now if you're a student? And how long did it take for some of these students to realize that it was Peyton Manning because they were texting or they were doing something else when the professor thought these kids were paying attention to him? Things to wonder. That's why I asked those questions. Stock down to baseball. Today I should have been at Citi Field watching the Mets play the Nationals with an Emmy Squared burger, also a hot dog, some peanuts and Cracker Jacks too, and maybe a nice refreshment as we welcome in a new baseball season. Unfortunately, there's no sports going on right now. There's no baseball going on right now. I can't wait for sports to be back. Please! Have this crazy, messed up world that we're living in right now. Please let us go to some sort of normalcy soon. Please. I'm begging you, America. I'm begging you to the big man upstairs. Can we get our sports back soon? Can we get our life back soon? I'm going nuts here. I actually want to go into work. I want to go into the 345 Hudson Street office. There's so many people that you like to ignore when you're in that office. I want to see some of those people again. But right now, we have to practice our proper social distancing and also not going outside all that much. And if you do go outside to get a walk, and I've been going on a lot of walks lately, I think my dog, I saw a GIF the other day or a meme the other day of a dog jumping up onto, above the cabinets in their house trying to hide from the owners because they say, human, you've taken me for 20 walks already. Enough with the walks. My dog and myself, we've been going for a lot of walks. The dog has been more attached to me than ever. I woke up yesterday from a nap. The dog is right on my chest. I go outside today to get a little sun and sit on my deck and get a little sun in there while I was drinking a cup of tea. The dog comes running out, sits right next to my feet. So the dog's loving me more, but I can also tell the dog's getting a little bit tired of the walks. Too many walks as of late. But we should have had baseball season. I think that's what I was starting this. We should have had MLB opening day today. I'm going on a crazy man tangent right now. So a stock down that we don't have the baseball season started.
Essig. There was part of me there where I go, what did I start this conversation with? I'm at the point of the show where I'm going delusional right now. Oh, get me my sports back. Also, I just saw that the New York Post said that the U.S. Open was supposed to be played at Wingfoot in June. Unfortunately, they're going to postpone it to sometime later on in the summer. So a stock down to the U.S. Open as everything now is getting postponed.
You idiot! Get back in there at once and sell! Sell!
And also, final one. I saw the Indianapolis 500 is getting moved to August 23rd. Even though I'm not a big NASCAR fan, that's always a staple. So it's going to be missed in May, but hopefully, I would pray that they don't have to postpone it again in August. You know, I was supposed to go to Kentucky Derby, and now we're not going to the Kentucky Derby, and it's been a pain in the rear to try to get the money back, not from the Kentucky Derby, but from this mansion that we rented for a bachelor party that I was supposed to go to. If I don't get all my money back soon, I'm going to start ripping some people. I already did a few, you know, ripping some people on Twitter, but how people aren't giving full refunds right now for this mansion that we rented, I'm annoyed with. But I thought about that. The Kentucky Derby now got delayed till September. Imagine September for not back to normal. Oh, please. Get us back to normal soon. But a stock down, unfortunately, the Indianapolis 500 has been moved to August 23rd. All right, it is the Zach Yelp Show on CBS Sports Radio. Tomorrow, like I said, DeMario Davis is going to join us in addition to Dwayne Casey. You don't know what other surprises that we're going to have in store for you. As we recap the show today, we started off talking about why Joe Montana was right. I agree with him. I still don't understand how. This is what Montana said. New England let him get away talking about Tom Brady. I don't understand that, and I don't understand it as well. Robert Kraft should have brought Brady back. Bill Belichick should have brought Brady back. Then we talked about the Patriots and why I don't think they're rebuilding. We'll do more on this tomorrow. I don't think they're rebuilding. I think they're experimenting now. They're going to try to win games. Bill Belichick doesn't try to lose games. I don't think they're tanking either for Trevor Lawrence. They're experimenting, though, with Jarrett Sidham. For the first time in a long time, there's an unknown at the Patriots quarterback position. Enjoy talking to Bob McKillop, the head coach at Davidson, as he recalled his run with Steph Curry and what it was like to tell his kids that the A-10 tournament was canceled this year. Appreciate Cliff Averill joining us as well. He thought Brady should have been back as well. Really good perspective with Austin Eckler, who joined us as we chatted about Melvin Gordon, Phillip Rivers, moving on from the Los Angeles Chargers. And the story of Austin Eckler is great. He's been doubted his entire life, and he keeps on kicking butt. And then we just heard in this past hour, Coach Bryce Drew, now of Grand Canyon University. A lot of thank yous to get to. Matt Essick, Tom DiBenedetto, also Mikey B, and each and every one of you for listening, calling, and tweeting. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, right here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Zach Gale. Peace!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.